Now, Vicky Harding, I think, is going to give us a very interesting perspective of this situation. Vicky, thank you.
When I sat down to think about what I'm going to say tonight, I asked myself, what is it that really upsets me about discrimination? And the problem is that it's such an emotive topic for me that I have trouble staying on task, like you were speaking about before. Yes, I can talk about the Medicare safety net and the tax threshold, access to the family court, the pharmaceutical benefit scheme, superannuation, workplace entitlements, and so on. But the thing that upsets me and affects my family more than anything is that anyone has the right to believe that we are less deserving of everyday entitlements and recognition than they are. Discrimination in law is a reflection of where Australia has come from and where we're at politically right now. But I believe it's even more than this. Change to the law has potential to change attitudes and values. Interestingly, a recent relationship recognition survey showed that the people of Western Australia are the most supportive of same-sex marriage. And it struck me that WA is currently the state with the most progressive laws around same-sex parenting and adoption. In WA, unlike any other state in Australia, a non-biological mother is automatically recognised as the legal parent of her child. And I wonder if the progressive laws there are beginning to change wider attitudes and values. With legal recognition, our enemies will no longer be able to say, see, the law doesn't even support you. And for anyone who doubts the depth of feeling of some members of our community, I want to read you an email message I got recently from somebody called Charles after our family appeared on 60 Minutes. And it's a bit heavy, so block your ears if you're sensitive, but there's no swear words, okay? He said, hey...
Okay, there's no swear words.
Oh, look, it's close. I hope Satan has a big pineapple for each and every one of you dogs. Get back in the closet and adopt suicide as an alternative to leaving the closet.
I wasn't even worried about this before, I laughed at it.
And the PS is, get a big black dog up here. This came into my personal email. Yes. So what we really want to change is the big picture. We want to change people's ignorance and prejudice. Why should my 10-year-old daughter have to deal with being called a lesbian by a 9-year-old boy just because she has two mothers? And why did I have to endure a school system that made no mention of the alternatives to marriage, heterosexual sex, and happy heterosexual families? This is ridiculous. I've said this heaps of times and I've not cried. Why are politicians trying to ban books that I wrote with my daughter so that she could see her family reflected in the classroom? Why is it so much more likely that young people who are gay or lesbian will be subjected to bullying and violence than their heterosexual friends? The big picture isn't reassuring and it's not friendly, but discrimination in law is a tangible and important issue to address. And that's why I put pen to paper and wrote about my experience with the Medicare safety net. So just quickly, I'll go over what I wrote about the Medicare safety net. We received a brochure, as every household in Australia did, in 2005. Inviting eligible couples and families to register for the Medicare safety net. And then it defined couples and families and it explicitly excluded same-sex couples. So my partner, who I've been living with for 5 years, and I had to register... Well, I had to register separately as a single mum, and she was automatically registered as a single person. So our combined threshold was, in fact, higher than a heterosexual family in the same situation. And as this seemed to me to be unwarranted discrimination, we approached the Public Interest Advocacy Centre to follow up the issue with the government on our behalf. In August 2005, PIAC wrote to the Minister for Health and Ageing, Mr. Tony Abbott, and they wrote that PIAC is seeking your commitment to change the law to ensure that Medicare safety net is provided on a non-discriminatory basis. The exclusion of same-sex couples financially disadvantages an already marginalised group, has a negative impact on dependent children of same-sex couples, and is out of touch with community values. Every couple living together in a domestic relationship should have access to the safety net regardless of their sexuality. The department wrote back to PEAC and said, the department has no discretion with the way the safety net is administered. Your concerns have been noted. The government has no plans to change the legislation at this stage. And PEAC forwarded all correspondence to us, saying that unfortunately it appears from the letter that the government does not intend to take any steps to ensure non-discriminatory access to the Medicare safety net. This outcome is disappointing given the clearly discriminatory impact of the current laws in this area. And I pointed out in my submission that just as important as the financial implications of discrimination, non-recognition of families with same-sex parents has a high symbolic impact on all family members. My daughter's just turned 10. She doesn't know about the Medicare safety net. Why should she? But she's very aware that the Australian Federal Government and her Prime Minister doesn't think that her family is a proper family, because she sees that reflected in the media all the time. And I believe that it's unjustified that some children and their parents are considered second class and undeserving of the rights afforded to other citizens. Thank you.